Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here at the Big Photo Show. I'm talking with Jefferson Graham. He is the tech columnist for the USA Today. And Jeff, thank you very much for being on the Photo Talk podcast.
Thank you. It's happy to talk about photos and great cameras and whatever else you'd like to talk about.
Well, we like to talk about, of course, your background, your career, and some of the things that you've done in the past. And maybe you could start a little bit about the background. How did you get into the tech part of this?
Well, I'll start with I've been a photographer since I was a teenager, so I was interested in, I grew up in the darkroom. As far as tech goes, I've been at USA Today for many years. There was a tech, it was opening for a tech reporter in the year 2000. I had been covering TV, the TV industry, and so I switched to tech in 2000 and have never looked back.
Okay. And question then, how have things changed then since you started? Because I know technology moves quickly, so...
I started on a typewriter. Okay. Okay. We used to have fax machines.
Okay.
Yeah. Funny things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how is it different? Is it quicker, faster? You need more deadlines quicker? What's going on?
Well, there used to be a deadline. Now there is no deadline because you're always on deadline. It's all day long.
Yeah.
It's a, you know,
right.
It used to work for a newspaper. Now we work for a website.
Uh-huh.
Website. Excuse me, that has a newspaper. So we are constantly, there's no end. You're always churning 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Right. And I also know, and you're a photographer, you know about tech. So you're the go-to guy probably to a lot of people, right? In terms of what to buy, what accessories and so on. Is that what happens?
A lot of people ask questions. A lot of people will say, what kind of camera should I buy? And I'll say, fine, what do you want to do? What kind of pictures do you want to take? What will you use it for? Because everybody's different. One person recently, they were fixated on getting this point and shoot and only spending $200. I said, okay, fine, this is a really good one. And then she wrote back and says, well, can I grow with it? I said, well, not really. So I said, why don't you just go get the lowest price Rebel and then grow with that? And I don't know if she did, but this is certainly a great place to get one. They've got a lot of cameras here.
Right. Well, we're at the Big Photo Show and LA Convention Center. And of course, there's lots of cameras, lots of equipment, lots of latest things. And now what's happening in photography, let's talk about that a little bit, is the cameras are getting smaller. But the problem is the lenses are still large. So how do we fix that?
Some lenses are still large. The Sony RX10 has basically a 24 to 200 millimeter zoom on it, and it is very small and it takes great shots. There's even some point and shoots down there with similar size and that will fit in your pocket. The biggest thing that the camera manufacturers have to do right now is combat the fact that people are not buying cameras, they're buying iPhones and they're buying smartphones. So they have to make all their cameras really, really special. They can't be coming out with the same old cameras anymore. What nobody has been able to do really well is figure out a way to take pictures and upload them immediately from your camera with the ease that you can do it with a smartphone. There are cameras that do it, but it's not in the same ballpark.
Absolutely. And we know that the iPhone, for example, the smartphones have impacted the photography business.
Totally. They've pretty much destroyed point and shoots. I mean, no, people are just not buying them like they used to. And that's why you see so much attention on the more expensive cameras and the enthusiast market as opposed to the average consumer. Because the average consumer is taking pictures with their smartphone.
Right. But what's also happening, and see if you agree, is that people want more immediate feedback, more images right now. And then tomorrow's images is already old.
Right, they want to post them, and they want to be on vacation, putting them on Facebook while they're on vacation, not when they get back.
Right.
And they want to hear from people about what a great time, you know. Oh, you had such a great time, and that's what the pictures are all about right now.
Right. So you're a Canon shooter, I believe, right? Canon cameras and lenses and so on.
5D Mark III, 70D, 5D Mark II, 60D. That's in my camera bag.
And then on top of that, he's a jazz guitar player.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
I've been playing guitar all my life. My favorite guitar player is Martin Taylor. I love Pat Metheny. I'm a big Chick Corea. He's a pianist. And I love playing jazz. I play solo guitar, archtop, old Gibson. And I went to visit a luthier in Santa Barbara a few weeks ago. Do you know what that is?
No.
A luthier is a person who custom makes guitars by hand. And I walked in there and I was in ecstasy, dreaming about a custom-built guitar that I might just be getting.
Okay. So this is one place only in California?
Well, there are many luthiers that just happened. I walked into this guy's shop in Santa Barbara.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's your dream guitar then? Is it acoustic, electric?
My dream guitar is in Santa Barbara at the Carabano Guitars. It's a archtop, it's a hollow body jazz guitar that plugs in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that has what kind of sound that you really like?
Classic jazz.
Classic mellow jazz. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's good. So then you're doing photography, you're doing music, of course, and then you have your show.
My video show. We do about 5 episodes a week.
Okay, and that is called
Talking Tech.
Talking Tech. Talking Tech is on every...
Well, it's whenever we produce them. It tends, like, I have an episode up today. It's Saturday. I had an episode up on Friday. I'll have we'll have something up on Tuesday. It just, as fast as we can make them, it goes up.
Talking Tech. And what else you want to, do you have DVDs or a book? I know you have publication.
Yeah, I wrote a book called Video Nation. It came out 2 years ago. It's a mass video production tips for the masses.
Okay. So what's going on in the future in terms of scheduling, speaking, and so on? Must be full.
Right now, it's not as full as you think, but we got a big summer coming up and a lot of summer plans, and I'll be out there taking some vacation and visiting some new cities.
Hey, I got a question for you. What's going on with the population that doesn't want to embrace technology? You've got some even 30s and 40s, but the older generation don't want to keep up with what's happening. How do you speak to that?
I haven't seen that. I don't know that I agree with you. Some people say, it shouldn't be like that. Too much Facebook, too much Twitter, but their friends get into it and they're just as into it as other people.
Well, you have to agree that some people just don't embrace it, don't use email or just use other things to communicate.
Very rare.
Is it?
Very rare.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting.
Do you know anybody who doesn't use email?
Yes.
On a
daily basis, no. But I know people who won't use the text part.
Yeah, sure. But everybody does email.
Or won't.
They do something. They do something.
Or won't be as savvy around the computer.
They do something.
Yeah.
They'll do something. And they'll do more of it.
What about the guy that says, I never touch the computer. I'm not that type. But we're all involved with the computer.
Most people have smartphones.
Right.
Even the people who don't have the computers have a smartphone. And if they don't, they'll have one soon.
Right. And so even if you say, I'm not a computer guy, you are, because if you're waiting in line for your prescription, that computer breaks down, you're going to go home.
Right. And you're going to find that you could order the prescription on your smartphone and bypass that line. You know, we joke a lot. My favorite restaurant is Chipotle.
Yeah.
And they've got the best app. Okay, when you're at home, you press the button to order what you're going to get. Then you make the drive, you go over there, and there's this line. It's out the door. And you walk in front of everybody, go to the cash register, say, hi, I'm here to pick up my food. And they hand it to you.
That's
technology.
And what about the paying part?
Well, that's fine. You still pay. You pay on the app.
That's right. You pay on the app. It's a scan.
Right.
So no money exchanges. It's just everything's technology.
Right. That just improved my life. I didn't have to wait on the line.
All right. And that's...
I got to go to Chipotle.
Right. Yeah. Right. So are we going to a paperless society because of technology, you think?
I think we'll be paying for a lot more things within apps. The dream of paying for goods with our phone at the cash register, I don't think it's going to happen. But we will be paying for things on the app.
Okay. And then what about the future of all of this? Where is this all headed, you think? Any ideas? Of course you have ideas.
It's all happening so fast. To think about, I get 500 emails a day in 2014. What will that be like in 2017? Is it going to be 750 a day? Is it going to be 900? And how are we going to handle it?
So these emails are for advice, tips, help me. I have an issue going. What's going on?
Write about me.
Okay.
Please write about me.
Okay. Anything else you want to say in terms of tech, the future of tech? Some of the things that we're having issues with is it comes out so fast. And of course, you know, your i5S is now 6 maybe, and it's already obsolete a year.
Some people say they want to look at the instruction manual. I don't think they need to do that. Just keep hitting buttons on these devices, and they'll eventually get it. Certainly with the Apple products, you will always get it. I tell my wife this all the time. Don't ask me about it. Just keep pressing the button, and you will figure it out, because they really are getting more intuitive all the time.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that no one should be behind in the times in terms of technology, because it's just a matter of touching, doing it, and figuring it out, correct?
Most products, except for the new Canon 600 flash. That is a whole other ball of wax. Have you seen that? It's not a flash, it's a computer.
Oh, isn't it the RX something?
The Canon 600 EX flash is so complicated. Okay. Yeah, okay. I saw it last week. I could not believe it. I was trying to help somebody set it up, and it was. They need to go back to school.
Well, you remember when the Pocket Wizards came out just about 2 or 3 years ago, and they came out with the technology for the Canon side, but they couldn't figure out on the Flex and the Nikon side. They couldn't figure out for another 1 or 2 years. And what was going on there? I really never found out.
I don't know. Small company in Vermont, but I love my Pocket Wizards. They pop every day. Mm-hmm. And that's what I told my friend who was trying to get those Canon 600 flashes going. Just get some Pocket Wizards.
Yeah. They go through walls. They're distant. Not a problem. So you use, of course, for the Canon side. And what flash do you like then?
I like the 580s. I like the 580. It's not as complicated. I also like this Lumo Pro. It's made out of Columbus, Ohio. It sells for half the price. It's a really nice manual flash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get your advice on monolights, for example. What do you like in monolight?
I use Alien Bees.
Alien Bees.
Yeah. I love them. I mean, it's one of the greatest purchases I've ever made. They just, again, just fire. They fire. Yeah.
Okay. And what else in terms of any other equipment that you want to suggest that's good?
Well, it sort of depends on what the job is and what the task is. I use the Alien Bees. I use the Pocket Wizards. I use the Canon cameras. What's that? My softbox. I use that. The Lowell Wefa video light has been fantastic. It's a soft box, and it sets up like that.
Lights, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was using on stage here.
Right. Okay.
We use that every day.
All right. What about any of the Fong products? You know, he puts the...
I don't. I'm not that familiar with them.
Okay. It's just a diffuser on some of the flashes and some of the lights.
On the flash, I use the Flip It. It's made by a guy named Joe Demb, D-E-M-B.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it is just one of those bounce cards.
Okay. So, all right. So we've been talking to Jefferson Graham, and he's giving us tips, advice, information about all the world of technology. And he's well versed. He's a photographer. He's a guitar player. He's got a show on tech. So we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And I love your Zoom setup there. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's talk about the Zoom, because they have actually come up with several products in the last few years before we end the discussion here. What do you think of what I'm using here?
He's got the Zoom. Is it the H6N?
H6N.
Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's more expensive than the H4, but it'll give you six mic inputs, and the H4 will give you, four inputs.
Right.
For most people making videos, the H4N is just fine. But the H6 is a great little unit. It's $400.
Right, $400 retail, but it is bigger. Of course, and you could do different formats and recording. So, and you mentioned you have more outlets or plugs in for mics. You could put it down on a table and possibly get a group of people.
I used to interview people on cassette tape. Okay.
Okay. So we started. Wait a minute. We started with a typewriter, then we did cassette, and then VHS and Beta. And now we've got 4K everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but the audio is great. Yeah, a little SD card.
Yeah, I know. This works really well. Well, again, I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
All righty.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And, of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.